Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for today. Have you ever put a puzzle together? There are easy ones and then the ones that take a long time to finish. As the puzzle becomes completed, you start to receive a feeling of satisfaction, don't you? Well, I think we can look at the Bible the same way. It's like putting a puzzle together that will take a lifetime to complete, and every time we understand a passage, that feeling of satisfaction touches our hearts and we're ready to go on and learn more. The Christian world just celebrated Easter, and there are a lot of pieces in the scriptures that could make one feel like they are pieces of a puzzle. Christians claim and believe that Jesus of Nazareth, after being crucified, rose from the dead over 2,000 years ago to pay the price for humanity's sin. Looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 1, starting at verse 1, the author explains that Mary Magdalene came to the tomb very early on Sunday morning to find the stone which secured the tomb of Jesus removed and his body gone 3 days after his death. Desperate, she runs to two apostles, Peter and John, explains that someone took the body of Jesus and she didn't know where it was. In their dismay, they ran to the tomb and found the grave just as Mary had explained. Confused, they returned to their homes and Mary returned to the tomb weeping. As she stooped down, looking into the tomb, Jesus approached her and asked who she was seeking. She, thinking he was the gardener, asked him where he put the body of Jesus, and he just lovingly called out her name, Mary. This is when she realized that this man was Jesus. He sent her to tell the disciples that he was to ascend to his Father in the heavens above. Have you ever wondered why Mary didn't recognize Jesus? And where was he since his crucifixion on Friday? Nelson Publishers suggests that Jesus received his perfect, sinless, resurrected body. Think about it. This body was free of the sins of humankind that he took upon himself when he was executed. This change reinforces that Jesus is no longer the suffering lamb that was slain, but now is Lord, Master, Savior of mankind. Okay. But where did the spirit of Jesus go from Friday to Sunday that was overburdened with the sins of humankind? In the passage of Luke chapter 23, verse 43, Jesus told one of the criminals being executed with him that he would be with Jesus in paradise that day. This paradise is believed to be the resting place for the righteous souls of the dead. We have another indication that Jesus went to another resting place for the dead, which comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, starting at verse 18, that teaches Christ was made alive in the Spirit and went to make a proclamation to the spirits that were in prison who once were disobedient to God. Okay, let's put the pieces of the Easter scriptural puzzle together. Jesus was crucified and executed on a cross over 2,000 years ago where he died and his spirit went to the resting place of the dead. One place was paradise and the other was a place for the disobedient people of God. The third piece of this puzzle is that he arose in his fully resurrected, holy, pure body free of humanity's sin to ascend into heaven above until he comes back again to judge the living and the dead. Praise God. If you know and believe in Jesus, your destination is a heavenly paradise. If you do not know Jesus, then according to the scriptures, your resting place is a tormented place where the disobedient reside. Today, ask Jesus into your heart and live. Amen.